Good morning. Welcome to the Buzzer Beats podcast, your daily sports rundown presented by Buzzer. I'm Harris Rubenstein. We've got headline scores, and we start with our NBA playoff games as Tyler Hero scores 25, Bam finishes with 24 and 12, and the Heat topped the Embiid-less Philadelphia 76ers 106-92 in the opener of their semifinal series. Jimmy Butler added 15 points. They also got 10 from Gabe Vincent and PJ Tucker. No Joel Embiid for the 76ers. He wasn't even in Miami as he's recovering from an orbital fracture and a concussion. Obviously, he suffered those against Toronto the last couple minutes of that game six. He is not expected to play in game two either, and he was definitely missed in this one. Tobias Harris led the way with 27, 19 from Tyrese Maxey, and 16, 9, and 5 from James Harden, but it just wasn't enough without the MVP big man in the middle. It's kind of a shame because you could really see where Embiid would be able to attack this Heat team, and I really do think that with Embiid, the 76ers have a chance, but with an orbital fracture and a concussion, I just don't know if he's going to have the juice even when he comes back. Game two is actually on Wednesday in Miami for this one. Now let's go to our next game. Suns over Mavs 121-114. Luka had 45, 12, and 8, but it still wasn't enough. All the Suns starters in double digits, they just sunned them to death. It was on, like, if you watch this game and you watched any Suns game this year, it just looked like every other Suns game. They just kind of sun you to death the whole time. Mavs didn't leave for a second the entire game, and that was pretty indicative of how the whole thing actually went down. Couple NHL scores as their playoffs have begun as well. Hurricanes over Bruins 5-1, Maple Leafs over Lightning 5-0, and then the Blues beat the Wild 4-0. Gotta love the NHL playoffs. A lot of scoring everywhere. Let's get to some news. Arizona Cardinals star wide receiver DeAndre Hopkins has been suspended 6 games for violating the NFL's policy on performance-enhancing drugs. Hopkins tweeted, quote, "I was confused and shocked. I'm very mindful of what I put into my body, and I've always taken a holistic approach, so I'm working with the team to investigate how this could have happened." This suspension comes just 4 days after the Cardinals traded their first-round pick in the 2022 draft to the Ravens for Marquise Brown. Hopkins will be allowed to play during the preseason and practice with the team until the beginning of the 2022 regular season. The Mets have designated struggling infielder Robinson Cano for assignment. Cano, at 39 years old, is owed $44.7 million by the Mets for the remainder of his $240 million 10-year contract he signed with the Mariners back in 2013. Through 43 paying appearances, he is hitting just .195 and has an OPS of just .501. The New Orleans Saints and safety Tyrann Mathieu agreed to a 3-year, $33 million deal. We talked a little bit about this yesterday. Mathieu, who turns 30 on May 13th, started LSU during his decorated college career. He visited with the Saints back in April after he was not re-signed by the Kansas City Chiefs as a free agent. Let's get to the moments we are watching today. The Bucks visit the Celtics in their Eastern Conference second round with a 1-0 lead in the series. Bucks won 101-89 on Sunday. Jrue Holiday was fantastic. He had 25, a triple-double for Giannis as well. Tatum with a quiet 21. That one will be at 7 p.m. Eastern time on TNT. Very excited for this one. Maybe the Celtics will actually be able to hit their open shots. Apparently in this game, they were registered to have 35 open shots, and they hit just 8 of them. It's a make or miss league, ladies and gentlemen. Sometimes you hit your shots, and sometimes you build a house with all the bricks you're shooting. And boy, oh boy, did the Celtics look like a bunch of architects out there on Sunday. We'll see how this one goes, but Giannis, man, what a player. He looks like he's just on the tippy-tippy top of that peak that we've been waiting for him to get to. He's going to be tough to get past. Also, in the Western Conference, the Golden State Warriors, they visit the Memphis Grizzlies with a 1-0 lead in the series. The Warriors won the last meeting 117-116 despite Draymond Green getting ejected. The NBA held up that ejection, and he has been left with a flagrant 2. 31 points from Jordan Poole. Ja Morant had 34. He was fantastic. We'll see if the Grizzlies have enough to take down this Warriors team, especially defensively on the perimeter. Ja Morant, Dylan Brooks running around, trying to chase around Curry, Poole, Clay. It's just so difficult to defend this team when they're firing in all cylinders. I don't know if they have the juice, but hey, at the end of the day, it is still a tough team nonetheless. That one will be at 9:30 p.m. on TNT. Couple NHL playoff games, Penguins-Rangers at 7, Capitals-Panthers at 7:30, and then the Predators and Avalanche at 9:30. For our FanDuel Fast Break, we have two lines for you guys tonight. The Celtics are a -4.5 at home. They're trying to respond in game two against the Bucks. Usually you'll have these home teams, if they drop game one, they'll pick up game two and kind of go on a run here. So we'll see if the Celtics can adjust. I like them in a game two. And then you have the Grizzlies at +2 at home. That one would be a +264 on the parlay. On this day, in sports history. Pretty quiet day in terms of sports history, but here's an interesting one. Back in 2018, Atlanta Falcons quarterback Matt Ryan becomes the NFL's first $30 million per season player after agreeing to a $150 million contract extension. Obviously, that has been passed over again and again and again. And again and again and again and again and again. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsDean, and you can follow Buzzer at Buzzer on all platforms. Check out the Buzzer app, available for download on the Apple and Google Play stores. Never miss a moment with Buzzer, the hottest app for watching the best moments of live sports. Have a great day, everyone. Make someone smile today, and we'll see you tomorrow.